Hi there. James Hickson here from the Tomb of Ideas, a Marvel Horror podcast. So this is the part of the draft where we're supposed to pick a creative team for our Justice League team. And I have what I feel, like most of my league has been, are some fairly unconventional choices. First off, let's talk about my writers. For my writers, I have picked DNA, Dan Abnett, and Andy Lanning. First off, yes, I already know they're no longer together. They're no longer working on projects together. But I didn't feel right just picking Dan Abnett for this one. I really felt that they were at their strongest when they worked together. Now, of course, this team is best known for their work with the Guardians of the Galaxy, completely revitalizing the team into the form that we know it as today, the one that ended up in the James Gunn movie. But I first became aware of them for their work with the Legion over in the DC Universe, starting with the Legion Lost miniseries and the subsequent Legion series from the early 2000s, which was also my introduction to Legion, which has later become one of my favorite superhero teams. So, yeah, I'm fairly happy with this choice. Remember, my league is one of resistance. Kind of a ragtag team fighting against the Guardians of Oa. I could think of no better writer team to exemplify this ragtag resistance feel than Abnett and Lanning. Yes, it's a little bit of a retread of their work with the Guardians of the Galaxy Annihilation, but I have no doubt that this team could bring something new to the Justice League. Next, let's talk about my artist. For my artist on this book, I've picked Humberto Ramos. Now, I could tell some of you out there are already kind of rolling your eyes. Oh, Humberto Ramos can't draw the Justice League. His style is too weird and cartoony. But that's, again, exactly why I picked Humberto Ramos for this book. His style is so different. Now, I first became familiar with Humberto Ramos for his work with On Impulse back in, like, the mid-90s with Mark Waid. And I've always kind of liked that style, that very stylized style. And really, that's the name of the game here, style. Humberto Ramos definitely has a style. And that kind of works for my Justice League, because I have such weird dynamics on my team. I have both square-jawed hero types in the form of Adam Strange, beautiful women in the form of Jade and Zatanna, but I've also got monstrous monsters in the form of Man-Bat and the manifestations of Obsidian's powers. So I could just imagine what kind of weird anatomy Humberto Ramos could bring to something like Man-Bat. At the same time, having Adam Strange looking all high-tech and square-jawed in the other corner. It's something he did very well in his work on Amazing Spider-Man during Dan Slott's run over there, and I think would look very good with this Justice League. Anyway, that's just my two cents. See you next time.